Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Let's Watch podcast. I'm your host, James, with my co-host, Carolyn.
Hello.
And we are back doing something new, but still talking about movies.
So nothing that new.
Nothing that new, but we're not doing another bracket. We're doing something that is more of like infinite, I guess, like it doesn't have an end. Which is where Carolyn and I, the quick thing to say is that Carolyn and I are going to be watching one movie and then we'll be talking about it and then putting it in some form of arbitrary ranking system. But essentially we're trying to look for movies that we think are flawed or could be flawed in some way, because we talked about this and trying to think of what we were going to do. And it was like, I found our best episodes and the most rewarding conversations we had were with movies that were messy in some way or not. It's basically, we're trying to look for movies that are like cult classics, essentially, is I think the right way to do it. Is like, why is this movie that is flawed, but you like it still? Because
yeah, talking movies about that are cult classics or should have been cult classics in our opinions, I guess. Or should not have been, but were.
Exactly. And it's like, Karen and I both love talking, like, for example, Karen and I both love talking about movies like The Portrait of Lady on Fire, but that movie's perfect. So it's just going to be us being like, yo, this movie's fucking good.
Yep.
Which at some point, like, I don't know how long we can sustain that. We could talk about that forever, but I don't know how interesting that conversation is because there's not much.
Well, we would just agree the whole time.
Exactly. Or we're talking about movies that are terrible, which is like certainly fun. And like criticizing bad movies is certainly fun, which will still be a part of this, I imagine. But also at some point, it's like, I don't like only watching bad movies.
So, well, and also at the end of it, our poor listeners will just get a list of movies to not watch.
Exactly. And we want to like do watch, and from people that I've talked to in my personal life that listen to the podcast, they have said that their favorite episodes have been the ones on movies that are like this, essentially, where it's like we're having more of like not combative but more of like a discussion of like why is this movie, what is missing from this movie, or why don't we like this movie completely, like what is the reason why we don't think this is like amazing. And I think like the movie that jumps to mind from like the 99 bracket for me that about this, that I think a movie that you and I both like a lot, but it's like Bringing Out the Dead is essentially
yes,
like I think the perfect movie for this, which I think I would classify as like a cult movie for sure.
Agreed.
And has incredible moments, but also has like a lot of issues and did not age great, but
it's flawed favorites. I guess that's what we're looking for. Flawed favorites, maybe looking for your next cult favorite. You know, the best movie you maybe haven't seen or maybe have seen or maybe saw and we don't agree it's a favorite. So there's a lot going on here, but it kind of, yeah, it boils down to movies that are not perfect, but have a spot on our shelves anyway.
And this episode is going to be pretty short because we're just going to list seven each that we're going to watch, like as the first 14, essentially. And then we will watch them and we'll like add, After a couple, we'll add some more. We'll just, Carolyn and I will just add them. We'll try not to make it like 100 or something, but keep it around like a number like this. So it's always easy to remember or like easy to list, I guess, would be a thing of being like, this is what it could be. So Carolyn was very proud that she did her homework before the podcast and sent me her list. And I didn't look at, I tried not to look at it, but I saw one film on there. Because
the rules.
She did not to expose you, but Carolyn,
you just did.
Yes, but I'm going to do it more. Carolyn generally doesn't do her homework for this.
I do
for pre stuff like this. I should say
I do my homework. I do it the hour before I have to.
Yes, so I never know if it's done or not.
It's always done, but it is always done at the very, very last minute.
Yes, exactly. To peel back the curtain, normally Carolyn is watching the movie or movies that we have to watch for whatever we're doing the day before we record.
Oh, often the morning of.
So it's very much of me messenger being like, have you watched the movie? just be like, are we actually recording or do we need to move it around a little bit? And usually I get back, I'm watching it right now.
Yep. Hey, there are full weeks though that I watched it like a week in advance, and I'd be like, have you seen this? And you're like, no. And I'm like, well, it's horrible, so good luck.
Yeah. Or she does that and tells me her opinion before, and I'm like, no, this is okay.
I don't know how podcasts work, guys.
You know, Carolyn's almost, I'm 30, so I understand now. Carolyn's still in her 20s. So
I'm still young.
She's still young. So the moment she hits 30, this will click in her brain.
Trust. I'm a baby. Give me a break.
She baby.
Hi, baby.
So Carolyn, I will let you start and one say one of the movies that you think fits our new arbitrary criteria.
Well, I don't know which movie you saw, but
I could say it if you want to. Me too.
Please do. I'll start with that one.
Okay, I saw District 9 on your list.
That is at the end of the list. How did you find
it? I scrolled super quickly to get it off my screen, okay? I read the thing and then I knew it was a list of movies below there the way you listed it, and I was like, "Ah!" But I couldn't get the last one off the bottom, so I was just staring at it.
Yes, District 9 is on my list.
District 9, which is a movie I have seen.
I've seen it too. I think we might have seen it together.
We must have. It was we were definitely in the same city around that time.
Yeah, and I saw it in theaters. Did you?
I did as well. I saw it in theaters, and I actually own it on DVD.
I'm pretty sure we saw this together, but that was when it came out. It was very, very long time ago, and I remember liking it more than I thought I should have. So I'm curious.
Yes, I think it was nominated for Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
I also remember liking that movie a lot. I wonder how it is aged. Because it definitely felt like it was at a time before the CGification of every single film.
Well, it's also about like immigration and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yes, it's about immigration, but it focuses on the white man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wonder how it is. And I do remember the director's other movies and they suck. So yeah. I'm curious. So my first one that I'm going to put on here is a movie that is currently still in theaters that I have seen. I don't know if Carolyn has seen it. Is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I have not.
I won't say much other than I am very excited for when we get to watch this film. I saw it in theaters and it's doing very well. So I imagine a lot of people heard it, but I think it is like out of the movies that have come out this year that I've seen or that I'm aware of, it felt like the one that fits the most, and I feel like we should do something that is at least current or try to, you know, it fits, we might as well try it. And I'm interested to hear what you think of it.
Yep.
Carolyn?
Another one.
Yes, please.
Coherence.
Ooh. Have you seen this film?
I have, but my viewing companion fell asleep, so I've been sitting with this with no one to talk to about it. And I really want to watch it again because I wonder how it is the second time.
I watched this movie like probably 5 to 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
It is cool. And the thing is, I started this movie multiple times in situations where I shouldn't have started it because I was like super tired. And I fell asleep, but not because it was bad, just because I was tired. And man, this movie, it takes a lot of work for the brain. But I remember when I finally made it through, I was like, oh my God. So I'm really curious to speak to someone about it.
Yes, I think that that's a perfect movie for this. Knowing we've both seen it, I think it's a perfect one. I think it requires. I apologize for the inevitable podcast on it because it is a movie where that requires big brain, and I have small brain.
So we'll be like, okay, in this part, what happened here?
I'm dumb. I don't understand. So the next one for me, I should just put them out here, is the one that I kind of pitched Carolyn the idea on this, and she hasn't seen it. It's Sunshine, the Danny Boyle movie from like 2007, unless you have watched it in the time I've mentioned it to you.
I have not. It's also on my list, but I have a backup, so I'll replace it.
Oh, I can replace.
No. Let me.
Okay. I have seen Sunshine a couple times. I really like it. It's been probably a long time since I've seen it, but it is a film that has a lot of very famous people before they were like ultra famous in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I don't know, I would consider it like a cult movie for me, and that everyone that I have watched it that has watched it been like, yeah, that movie's cool. So I think,
well, looking at the poster and the synopsis and the cast, it's a movie that should have been famous, but I don't know how it wasn't. It just missed. It disappeared.
Yeah. For people who haven't seen Sunshine, I should say it has like pre-Captain America, Chris Evans, Cillian Murphy, Rose Byrne, Mark Strong, Michelle Yeoh, Hiroki Sonata. I think Benedict Wong is in it as well. And it is directed by Danny Boyle, I think right after or right after he did Slumdog Millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a movie that is, I don't know, I don't think it did very well, but it's surprising it didn't do very well. Anyway, I'll let you throw out whatever you want to next.
Okay. I have a very varied list.
Oh, God.
But I think they all fit the theme in one way or another.
10 Things I Hate About You.
This is what I will replace Sunshine with. Climax.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is this because of someone in your life?
Oh, 100%. Yes. Ever since the Halloween podcast, where we had Anastasia on as a guest star, and the two of you went all crazy about Climax, and I was sitting there being like, I have never heard of this movie. I want to know what the movie is about, so I'm putting it on the list.
It's so primal.
That's, I can't wait.
I'm sorry. I just
is there car sex in it?
Unfortunately, no. It is. Oh. It has been replaced from the most wild ass movie I've seen. Because Titan decided, you know, cars can impregnate women, which,
you know, we were talking about Titan in my household the other day, and Anastasia was telling me that she liked that scene in Titan, but there was a different movie that did it better. And I was like, sorry, did it better? She was like, yeah, it was more sensual. And I was like, excuse me? And
yeah.
It was more like loving and more believable, I think was the word that was used. So I'm going to have to inquire about what that movie was, and I will get back to you because I'm curious to compare these scenes. Also horrified.
I'm horrified as well. So my next one, which I'm apologizing for, is the very first Resident Evil.
Ooh, you know what? I saw the very first Resident Evil for the very first time early days of COVID, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, God, you would, because you're trash, but and because you love Michelle Rodriguez, but
she's in it. Oh, yeah, she is.
She is in it, yeah. I picked this because, like, I remember watching this movie as a dumb teenage boy and being like, yo, that was cool. That part in the hallway with the lasers, that's literally all I remember. And also, I think video game movies are, you know, always bad because gamers. This one is one that I feel like has lingered with people of being like, it spawned like 9 million sequels, and they have now got a new movie and two separate TV shows coming in this franchise, and I don't think any of them have ever been good, and I kind of want to figure out why it started from this one, from a movie that I remember enjoying but also being like, this is dumb.
Yeah, no, I'm very curious about that, because you're right, it does have like a cult following. It's like Tomb Raider in that sense. Ooh, we should watch Tomb Raider, but it is like Tomb Raider in that sense.
Yeah, and I should say, like, I mean, the game franchise is incredibly popular and just getting more popular. So it makes sense why they keep trying to do stuff with it, but then they don't do what the games are doing. So it is very weird to me. But what is your next one?
Well, I do have to report back in. This is just in breaking news. The film with the car sex is called Crash. It's a David Cronenberg film.
Oh, okay. It's the Cronenberg film. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. And the synopsis is wild. Everyone should go look it up. But anyways, that is not on the list because I can't.
Not yet.
That.
But I can.
If we are going to go with older movies that we're not sure if they're good or not, but probably might be great, Jennifer's Body. That's on my list.
I knew this was going to be one of yours. I was talking to one of my friends, and I was like, Carolyn's going to pick fucking Jennifer's Body.
Well, the thing with Jennifer's Body is I was excited for it. Like secretly, like underground excited for it. And then I watched it and was kind of like disappointed. But now that I really enjoy horror and weird things like that, I think I'd actually enjoy it more now than when I originally saw it when I was a teenager. Because now I like kind of the cheesy horror kind of thing. Whereas back then it was just like wasn't a great movie in my brain. But there is a cult following and I want to know why.
There is a cult following for this movie. It is extremely culty. It is perfect for this. I have never seen the movie and have never wanted to. So,
well, see, I would love to hear how you see it in modern days, because this is, it's 2009. So,
well, it is a movie written and directed by a woman, or just
perhaps.
Written. It's written by Diablo Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's directed, but it's also starring like Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried.
Directed by Karen Kusama.
Oh, okay. Well, since it's a movie made by women, I hate it.
a woman of color too.
I know. Ugh. How dare they? No, I'm excited to watch the movie. It's a lot of very famous people in it. It's never seemed like my type of film, so I've always just kind of stayed away.
It's people who are very famous in 2009 because it's Megan Fox, Adam Brody, Amanda Seyfried, and that guy with the stupid face.
That's not Adam Brody?
The stupider face. He's got like I don't like his face. You'll see when we watch the movie.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I'll try to figure out who has stupid face.
You'll know.
Oh, I'll know. So my next movie that I'm picking, which this one might have to be cut because it might be hard to find, is The Kingdom of Heaven, but the director's cut version, which is, I just watched this yesterday.
How did it you is find very, it?
I own the Blu-ray because I legitimately, I'll do a quick explanation, then a longer one when we do the recording, is that I remember that when the movie came out and I watched it and it's a historical epic. And I remember, I remember enjoying it a lot, but it did not get well reviewed. And then the director's cut came out and I always heard it was better. And then like, I don't know why I watched it and I was like, oh, that is like a significantly better film. And then I bought the Blu-ray that had it because I should actually look and see if it is available on any streaming service.
$5 on YouTube, and it is the director's cut. And right under that, there's a video called Kingdom of Heaven, Why the Director's Cut is Better. So
the director's cut is better. It also is the movie that Ridley Scott wanted to be released, but then the studio was like, no, you can't release a 3-hour movie in the era of Lord of the Rings, I guess, and made him cut an hour out of it. So I'm interested. Also, having rewatched it, I still... the movie's flawed, and I think it will lead to an interesting conversation, so that's why I brought it up. So anyway, what's your next one?
My next one is...
Also, Beast. We love Orlando Bloom.
We do. Beast. Have you seen Beast?
Which Beast? Like the guy who did Under the Skin's Beast, or what?
Oh god, yeah, there's an Idris Elba Beast, too.
I'm the guy from Scrotal Recall.
the Scrotal Recall and Jesse Buckley Beast.
Oh, Jesse Buckley. Okay, I'm in. You've sold me. I love Jesse Buckley.
This is the first thing I saw her in. I had seen him in something else that Scrotal weirdly Recall. Enough wasn't... I don't think it was Scrotal Recall. It might have been. I also saw Scrotal Recall around that time, which they later changed to, what, Lovesick?
Lovesick, yeah.
He does not play a similar character, so I didn't recognize him at first. He plays a very, very different character. But yeah, this is the first thing I saw Jesse Buckley in.
Who we love.
We do love, and it's 2017, and it was at TIFF that year. That's why I saw it.
Oh, I just thought of a new movie to add for later.
Well, good.
Because it stars Jesse Buckley.
So this is a Jesse Buckley appreciation podcast now.
Yeah, I'll say it, but I won't add it to the list. It's Men. The movie that I wonder if it might be...
The one that just came out?
Yeah. I wonder if it might be trying to reference something about Men. Who knows?
Apparently it is a wild ride, and one of those movies that you watch it, like Anastasia and her friend watched it, and they were both like, huh, that was something. And then they read all these articles about how genius it was, and they're like, did we miss something? But that said, it's an A24 movie, so that tells you everything you need to know.
it's an Alex Garland film, who is my favorite working writer-director. Mm-hmm. So I've heard mixed things on it, but we'll admin at some point in the future. If people don't know who that is, he directed he wrote and directed Annihilation, which
and Ex Machina, I think.
And Ex Machina, and he's prolific, and his movies are made for men. So I'm generally, but also like I don't know, not to make this, I think we both really like Annihilation. Mm-hmm.
Which would be another great movie for this if we hadn't already done it.
Yes, Annihilation I think would be like maybe too good for this. But it would fit, I think. But it might be too good because it has flaws, but also that movie's just fucking awesome. So.
But I think some people wouldn't like it. It's a bit unapproachable for some.
Yes, yeah, sorry. So that's true. I was remember sitting in the theater for Annihilation, and there was an older woman behind me, and at the part where there is the
rainbows.
No, the bear with the bear with the human voice coming into the room. The one was like, "What the fuck is this?" Like out loud. And I was like, and then the rainbow part came later, and I was wondering, what is this woman thinking right now? Like, yeah. If you're out at the bear part, what happens when you're at, like, the we just dropped a bunch of acid part?
Yeah.
My next film is Warrior.
Mm.
Because what is this list if we don't have a sports movie? Ugh.
I love what this list has turned into. It's just one word titles: Coherence, Sunshine, Climax, Beast, Warrior.
Warrior. So. Warrior is a Tom Hardy, Joel Edgerton MMA movie.
Oh, can't wait.
With Nick Nolte. This just screams Carolyn.
There's just abs all over the poster.
Well, are you complaining?
I mean...
Hear me out. Okay? Hear me out. It's Tom Hardy. He's buff. And he has a weird accent and he grumbles a lot.
So every Tom Hardy movie.
Yes. So you're in, right? Every Tom Hardy movie. But this one, he's just wearing less clothing, but not more clothing than other roles.
Yep.
Sounds like you're not in.
I'm in. Oh, I'm watching the trailer. There's war scenes. Of course. That's why he does MMA, because he was deeply damaged in the war.
Yes.
Oh, he's gambling now, James. Oh, this movie looks perfect for me.
Is it a movie with daddy issues? Maybe.
Yep.
What's your next film?
Oh, good Lord. Better than that, I'll say that much. Well,
wow.
I shouldn't say that. I don't know what's left on my list here.
I'm going to change mine to make it worse for you.
Okay, here's one. Now, this one, I don't even know if you've heard of it. It's called The Endless. It is...
What the fuck?
I don't know if it's horror necessarily. I feel like most of my culty movies are horror movies, but...
This is just a vehicle for you to watch horror movies. You're welcome.
100%. It's kind of culty. It is directed by... What did these guys do? Do you know the movie Spring?
Yes.
It's directed by those guys.
Wait, did they also do, hold up one second. They're like a duo, right?
Yeah. It's Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
One second. I can't remember the name of the movie I've seen of theirs.
Synchronic?
I've seen Synchronic. These guys do really cool.
They did one of the VHS movies as well.
Yeah, they do really cool stuff. They're a little... unfortunately, probably fortunately for them, they have kind of arced into TV, Marvel TV now, which I'm sure pays extremely well, so good for them, but is less interesting than their work. I've seen Synchronic and the VHS one, but I've always heard good things about Spring and The Endless. Now that I know it's them, I know what this movie is.
Yeah, so it's directed by both of them, written by one of them. They're both in it. The one who didn't write it did the cinematography, and they both edit it. So like they're all over these movies.
Yeah, Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead. I would recommend people watching all of their movies if they.
Yes, I saw Spring as well, and I actually really enjoyed it. It was a toss up between The Endless or Spring, but I felt like The Endless had a bit more to dig into.
Yeah. We'll probably add Spring at some point, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. It would fit. I haven't seen it, but it would fit what I imagine. Okay, I am into that. My next one, which is a movie I might have shown you, I can't remember, is Monsters.
Ooh, have I seen Monsters?
So it's the Gareth Edwards movie he did before he got Rogue One. And it stars Scoot McNairy, and it is about... Came out in like 2008, I think, and it's a tiny movie about aliens that have invaded Earth, but they're not like super aggressive. But it's also about the United States building a wall along the border between them and Mexico.
I'm noting a distinctly alien and sci-fi theme with a lot of these movies.
I think that's
interesting. Well, I think that's honestly what kind of leans a bit culty. It's like things outside the norm, right? Like aliens or like weird psychological things, or what's Resident Evil? Those are vampires, I think.
Zombies. Sure. Vampires are Jennifer's body.
Jennifer's body, yeah. So Warrior is the outlier here, it seems.
Kingdom of Heaven might be as well.
There's no aliens in Beast, I promise you that, but.
Well, just men. I imagine he is the beast.
He is the beast. Well, she's the beast. Hmm. They're both the beast. Everyone's the beast.
They're beastly. Is it just a movie about those two fucking? Is that why you put this on here?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. No, I think it's natural for sci-fi to be here because in general, there's a lot of movies that are made extremely big budget that are sci-fi and tiny budget that are sci-fi, but they're all kind of ignored in like real critical consensus or like award consensus conversation. Mm-hmm. So they all kind of just get lumped, unfortunately, as cult. Like, I think District 9 is kind of the outlier because it did get into the Oscars.
Yeah.
But I think everything else on here, with the exception of Everything Everywhere All at Once, because it hasn't had a chance yet, mm-hmm. kind of got shunned from that.
Yeah.
So it, except for like, you know, culty or like critical consensus stuff. And I think that's just natural in a way because old boomers don't understand that. And I just think it's natural for like the, for example, like Sunshine is in space, and I think space is inherently cool.
Yeah.
So is that your last one? No, that was my second last one. What's your last one?
Well, this is a great question. it's interesting because this movie has reached cult classic status that it's almost like too obvious at this point.
Oh no.
So now I'm contemplating changing it. But I do really want to watch this movie again.
Then say this one. Just do what you want.
Mulholland Drive.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is it... How do I... M-U-L-L-H-O-L-A-N-D?
I think it's one L. M-U-L-H-O-L-L-A-N-D Drive. It's David Lynch.
Yes, I know it's David Lynch. I have not seen this film. But I do know it is extremely culty. Also, like, critically adored.
Yeah, like that's what's weird about it is it's like a cult classic that is like, if you want a model movie to describe what a cult classic is, it's this.
Yes. I will very interested to watch that movie. I bet it's weird as fuck.
It's super weird.
Which is fitting for my last film because I think this is also a cult classic, but I would kind of lump it together with Mulholland Drive where they might be too good for this. Mm-hmm. I apologize profusely for this, Carolyn, because I'm going to make you watch an anime. It's Akira.
Mm-hmm.
A extremely cult classic film that has huge influence on lots of stuff. It definitely influenced The Matrix and a bunch of that. And it is, and I still think, one of like the two anime movies that came over in like the 90s and past the 90s that like kind of broke that barrier, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You better be watching the subby version. If you watch the dubby version, I will fly to Toronto.
I don't watch dubby versions unless I'm like doing something else and it's a bad Netflix show.
Also, I assume a lot of people have seen Akira that are listening to this. If you haven't and you're curious about what it is, I would just recommend that you go on YouTube and Google the climax because it will break your brain. So that's it. I have a bunch more on my list that we'll get to. I added like four while we were talking about
this. Me too.
I will throw out, should we add this one? It's not on my list, but I just thought of it right now.
Well, if you get one more, I get one more.
No, I'm going to say this could be one we both add, but if you want to do one more, we each can get one more.
Let's do it.
Should we put RRR on here?
What is that?
The Bollywood movie on Netflix that is like gangbusters doing gangbusters right now.
Sure, let's do it.
And okay, what is your other one that you would like to add?
Tideland.
What the fuck?
You don't like Tideland?
I've never even heard of that. Is this movie about the Tide Company? What is this?
It is, yes. It's actually about Tide Pods and the epidemic of children eating them. No, it's... it's got Jeff Bridges, Jennifer Tilly in it. It's a 2005 film. You might recognize the cover, actually. But it's basically, it's dubbed by David Cronenberg, a poetic horror film. And it's a Terry Gilliam, I want to say, directed
Terry Gilliam?
Film. Yeah, that one.
Gilliam. I have never seen anything of this movie ever in my life. I'm going to stop looking at Google, and when we get there, we'll do it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either. I do know the poster and I know the title, but that's about it. So,
okay. So now I put them all on a wheel, a spinning wheel, mm-hmm. and I will click it and it will spin. And I will tell you what we are watching for next episode. So what is it going to be? Oh my gosh, we're spinning. Oh boy.
Uh-oh, what is it?
It's monsters.
Monsters.
So that is what we'll be watching next time. Let me see what it's available on, if it is available on anything. I think it is. It should be. It's definitely, I mean, I own this movie, so it's actually from 2010.
2010 Monsters?
Yes. So in Canada, it's available on Prime Video, Hoopla, Tubi, Shudder, and AMC. Also available for rent everywhere. And I assume most of the other people who listen to this are going to be in the United States. And that it is available on HBO Max or HBO or Tubi.
There you go.
So it is available in many places. Yeah, it's a Gareth Edwards 90-minute film. So we're starting off with a shorty, which is always good.
I love shorties. None of this 3-hour nonsense.
And it stars Scoot McNairy and Whitney Abel, who are a real-life married couple. They met each other on this film.
Oh, should we see what we're doing the week after? Now I'm excited.
Sure, we can plan out if you would like to.
Well, let's just do the first 2 weeks and then we'll go from there.
I guess. Oh my God, it got... Oh my God, it's... Wow, it just said James picks whatever he wants. I didn't spin. I'm spinning right now. I didn't land on something I didn't want to watch.
It's not the fastest spinner in the world, is it?
Oh my God, we were almost in hell. So the next one after that is Sunshine.
Nice.
It was almost climax.
It's too early in the podcast. We want to keep our viewers for a while.
Yeah, climax is there. So those are the two. Let me just save this so we don't have to retype all this bullshit. So we'll be doing Monsters for next episode and then Sunshine after that. And then we'll spin again and we'll always mention on the podcast if we're adding stuff to the wheel. We won't just do it off so people know what's there. Mm-hmm. I'll try to make something that people can click and see what's on the list or something if they would like to. I'll try to figure out how to do that, or if a way that people can suggest stuff if they would like to, other than, you know, just screaming at us on the internet, which is where you are, Carolyn, sometimes, maybe occasionally, never.
I'm on the internet. You can find me at CarolynDunk93 on all of the platforms because brand synergy.
Yes. And you can find me everywhere at James Willicks, except on Twitter, where the O is a zero. Ooh. Because they hate me. And you can find this podcast on all available platforms, unless there's been new ones. You can send us email at letswatchpod@gmail.com, or you can just tweet at either of us. I'm pretty pro on Twitter all the time because I have a severe degree of brain rot. So I am there. I will see it. Will I reply to you? Who knows? That's up in the air because I am terrible at communication. Anyway, Carolyn, is there anything you want to talk about before we wrap?
No.
You don't even want to let people know if there's anything you've watched that you find entertaining? I'm literally giving you free rein to plug every horror movie you have ever seen in your life right now.
I know. I've been busy. All I've been watching is RuPaul on repeat.
Okay, so you've been living.
Last night, the episode I watched, they did a Madonna musical. It was, well, as good as it sounds, it was amazing. I don't know why every drag queen knows how to do, like, death drops and shablams. It's astounding. Everyone should watch that show. Yep, that's my plug.
Yep. Don't worry, everybody, Carolyn and I are both busy but still somehow find time to watch all of the reality TV that exists.
100%.
But yet don't have time to watch anything else. Also, for you to know, there is a RuPaul Drag Race simulator website where you can put in people's names and run a fake RuPaul Drag Race competition if you were so interested. I'm sorry for letting you know this because I'm sure you'll do this now.
Well, that sounds perfect for me. Oh, speaking of reality TV, I guess. I could say I'm making a web series with my sketch comedy troupe. I'm directing
it. Here we go.
And it is basically a spoof on reality TV, including all of the fun reality TV tropes and characters that you might be used to seeing. So, so we're doing that. We're filming in the beginning of August, and we have a big crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo right now, and it's called Manor House. So you can look that up.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get you to plug.
Well, you mentioned reality TV, and I was like, what do I know about reality TV? Oh, yeah. So.
yes, that's available. I'll ask. You should send me the link to that so I can add it to the description.
Will do.
Thank you. Yes, so that's what Carolyn's doing. And we'll be back, you know, next Tuesday with watching Monsters, and then can get Karen to plug her movie that she's directing.
Web series.
Yeah, it's a movie. It's also mostly based on Survivor. And yes, Carolyn is getting her actors to actually live in filth and dirt for the entire
time. Oh, 100%. A different one we kill each episode. It's a little bit Hunger Games meets, what the hell is that show? Squid Game. So.
If Carolyn's recording the thing that will get her convicted.
100%. I'm telling you about it right now. You're the first to know.
Oh, thank you.
Be waiting at my trial.